Hello, this is Christian. Again with another episode of Cross Trails Podcast. This is episode 5. Quite a lot's been going on. The tour de Gans, what is it? The tour the something's that's finished recently, and I'm in my car again. So that means my sat nav is going to go off. So just apologies for that. Not sat nav. Dash cam is what I meant. That's what I meant. But yeah, this weekend was the Snowed GB Ultra Snowdon Ultra, the 50 miler and 100 miler. It was one of them. Do you know what? I didn't realise how many people I knew were doing the 50 miler. So I went to Bettecoed, where the start and finish is. And it was more just to see my mate Lewis Ferguson finish. And I was going on, going on tracking to see where he is and whatnot. And like, there's loads of people I knew doing it. I was like, oh, fuck, I feel so bad because, I had plans and he's gonna basically, he, out of everyone I knew, he was the fastest one. So I kind of felt bad that, like, I wasn't gonna be there to see other people finish because, yeah, like I said, we had plans for when he finishes. But it was just really cool to see so many people. So obviously I was tracking them. Making sure they got on okay. Only one of my friends DNF'd, unfortunately, but it happens in ultras. It doesn't matter how much you train, doesn't matter how ready you feel, anything can happen on the day. So yeah, but no, everyone else finished, which was good. Looked like a tough day out. Some of the conditions were, I've seen some pictures. People up to their thighs in mud, and wind looks pretty brutal as well on the tops. So yeah, fair play to all those that finished. It looked tough out there, and so yeah, there was that. I've got this Saturday. So I don't think I've mentioned this on. There we go. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I kind of have like a. It's a run club. It's more just like just to do social runs every now and again. I wouldn't say it's like a proper run club, because we only meet up like once a month. So I've got that this Saturday. So it's sort of like a partnership club with Resolute Running, which is an event company ran by my friend Alex. So yeah, we're just gonna do sort of a recce of an event he has in October. Delamere's an 8 hour loop of a 8 hours of a 5 mile loop. See how many loops you can do in 8 hours. I think it's sold out now. But anyway, we're doing a recce on Saturday. I think it's just gonna be me leading it. So far, I think what 19 people RSVP'd, but I doubt, all 19 people show up. If they did, that'd be great, obviously. Just because it'll be a bit of banter, but yeah. So, but this is the thing now. Like, I don't know how to because I'm on a training plan for my 100 miler. That day I'm meant to be doing, I think, an hour and a half, and 5 miles isn't gonna take me an hour and a half. So the plan is: do I run before it, then do it? Because we'll be doing coffee and like a little social afterwards. So I don't want to be running, doing the social and then running again, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think I'll just run before, but I just need to sort of work out my route and how long it's going to take me and whatnot. So yeah, so originally my plan for this episode was to get Lewis post race just talk through his race, but understandably, once we had food and all that, he was a bit done in. So I let him go home. I'm going to try and get him on next week and just talk through the race with him. Talk about future races. We'll probably talk about past races because me and him have done a lot of the same race. We train a lot together and whatnot. So yeah, it'll probably be quite a lengthy episode if I'm honest next week. This episode as well. Is late. I apologize. I mean, I don't think you'll be that bothered. to be honest. So yeah, it's meant to be on a Monday. Today is Tuesday. no reason other than I had a rest day yesterday. I took it a bit too seriously. I just was lazy. So yeah, and I thought, right, okay, I've got an hour and 15 minute run to do after work. By the time I'd finish that, get home, sort the dog out and all that sort of stuff, it's gonna be so late. So I was like, right, let's do this on my lunch and then just put it out. So yeah. What was I talking about just then? Hang on. Sorry, I just had to take my hoodie off because it's roasted in this car. I'm actually got a bit of a clammy forehead. But it's not meant to be this hot. I thought it was meant to be a wintry September. But anyway. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so yeah, meant to be getting Lewis on. He was knackered. So now my training plan, it's going to affect a few things now, because the weekend runs are going to be getting longer. So I don't know what I'm going to be able to do in regards to when I meet up with my actual running club, who I've been running with, the run club in Chester. I don't know what's going to happen there. I can try and incorporate it into runs, but I like to be at the social bits afterwards. So it's like, oh, say if I got like a 2.5 hour run, I have to run for 2 hours before I run with them. But because it's like they run at like an easy pace, I think it's gonna be a bit easier for me to run with. Maybe I don't know. So, oh, bit of exciting news anyway. So, if you follow my Instagram, you might have seen I was spending a bit of time with the guys at Hoka, the PR guys and some of the Hoka athletes. And they're very kindly going to be sending me out some stuff to try because I've never worn Hoka before. So they're sending me a pair of Speed Goat 6s, which I'm very excited to try. I've been wearing, so I can't remember if I mentioned it on the podcast before, but I wore the Innovate Rocklite Ultras at UTMB and they tore my feet to shreds because the toe box is more narrow than the normal Rocklites, which I didn't know. And then, hang on, I'm just gonna open the door. There we go. Anyway, oh, behave. Just because I opened the door, the dash cams decided to come on. So anyway, so I wore the Rocklite Ultras, tore my feet to shreds. I wore them this weekend on a shorter run, it was like 10K, just trails. And do you know what? They were okay until the downhills, and I think that's what it is, because the toe box being more narrow, when I'm going down, my feet are, obviously I always go a half size up in my shoes, to give my feet space to swell. As I'm going down, my feet are hitting the toe box and yeah, just destroying it. It's always my little toes as well. So anyway, I don't think I'll be wearing them again for anything more than a park run because they're really comfy, so I don't want to get rid of them. Hoka are sending me out some Speed Goat 6s. Really excited to try them out. I've always heard mixed response. I've always heard mixed responses from people about Hoka, which is why I've never taken the leap, which is why I'm very grateful for them to be sending me out a pair. They're sending me out some clothes as well, which I'm very grateful for. I'm really excited to try them because people either love them or they love them but hate them. So I've heard people say, oh yeah, they're the best shoes ever, but they last like 2 weeks. I've heard people say, I love them, they last for ages, and I'll just get a new pair or I'll have two pairs in rotation. And then I've heard some people just don't get on with Hoka. So, I'm really interested to see how I get on. I'm hoping I like them. I'm really hoping I do. Because I'm not sure if Innovate are discontinuing the Rocklites that I normally wear because they're having a bit of a rebrand recently. So they've got like the new Trail Flies, the new Road Flies, and there's a brand new one they've just brought out. I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, I'm sort of a bit worried that the Rocklites that I love and have worn for years might not be around anymore, which is why I bought the Ultras, just as like a, hopefully these will last me a bit longer and I can stay in rock lights for a bit longer. But yeah, probably not going to happen, is it? So I think I'm going to try the trail flies as well. I know a lot of people have them, a lot of people love them. So yeah, excited to get on them. Non-running related stuff is I'm buzzing for Christmas. So I've noticed, people are slagging off the Christmas stuff coming into shops a bit earlier. I love it because Christmas is my jam. I love Christmas so much. I get really excited for it. It's the only thing I get excited for. I love getting ready. I love, I like getting house ready. I like gifting people stuff. I like the stress of it. You know what I mean? And it just makes me feel cozy and comfortable and and yeah, and the Christmas songs on repeat. I love it. Love it. Bit of Shaking Stevens on. Bloody love it. I had this sort of, not an argument, but someone was slagging it off the other day saying, oh, the shops are ridiculous about bringing everything in so soon. And I just sort of made a comment about, well, cost of living and all that sort of stuff, people aren't going to be able to afford as much as they can. So the fact the shops get it in early is better because people will be able to still be able to have a good Christmas because they've been able to put, stuff away. Just stuff like, I don't know, like Christmas sweets. I'll just buy some this month and then we'll put them in the loft or whatever. And obviously the shops want to make their money. So, if people can't afford to buy the stuff in November, then why not bring it a bit sooner? So, yeah, shops are winning. People who might not be able to afford what they normally can around Christmas time can have a good Christmas as well. So yeah, that's just a little two pence I wanted to put in there, just because one, I love Christmas, and two, I just felt like people are moaning about it, and I just think, not everyone's got it as easy as you type thing. So yeah, just wanted to throw that in there. And this probably is going to be a short episode because leather thing. Oh, one thing I did want to say actually is I am going to be picking up an accordion soon. So if you've followed me since GL3D, you will have seen me playing an accordion owned by Carmine, who's a Scarpa athlete. Really, really nice bloke. I think a lot of he's a really, really nice bloke. Very, very friendly. He plays the accordion while he's running up mountains because he's incredible. Does a lot for charity doing it. So while I was at GL3D this year, he let me have a go of his accordion, and it just felt quite comfortable to be able to play. Like, I wasn't playing it well, I played Frau Jacka on X. It's the only thing I know on piano. Yeah, I just felt quite comfortable playing it. And he said, "Oh, you've played this before, like you're a natural." I was like, "Oh, no." So skip a few weeks after that, I bought myself a concertina, which is like a little tiny accordion. I've got quite good at it quite quick. So, and I did put that in a few of my Instagram stories. I went up Old Man Coniston and played, what did I play? Played the theme from Godfather, and I played the ending theme song for Adventure Time, if you know what that is. And yeah, I've got quite good at it, and I feel like now it's time to sort of move on. So thanks to Carmine and Great Lakeland Free Day, I'm going to be buying a piano accordion. So I'll be annoying everyone with that. Yeah, I don't think I'll be running up mountains with it anytime soon, Carmine. Oh, do you know what? It would be bloody great to do a little duet with him one day, but yeah, I think I'm a bit far off from that because I've literally not even bought it yet, and I still don't know anything more on piano other than Frau Jacka. So yeah, That'll be like a little early birthday present to myself. And yeah, I'll be annoying you all on Instagram with that if you follow me on Instagram. And then, what else? I'm just trying to think of like non-running related things. Obviously, this is a running podcast, but I also want to, talk about other stuff as well. And the other stuff I can't talk about without getting political. So, and I've said no politics, please, on this. So, yeah, I think I'm gonna end it. Sorry, it's been a bit of a shit episode this week. It's like I said, it's been quite hectic, but it's been not at the same time. I've started my training plan again, and I've been supporting people and whatnot. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's not been busy. So I'm gonna get my mate Lewis on next week. He's moved a bit closer to me, so that should be ideal. And he'll probably still be recovering, so I won't have to chase him around the trails somewhere to get a camera microphone in his face. So yeah, all cool in the gang. I'm gonna get off now and probably head back inside because I'm on my lunch break, and I should eat because I haven't eaten yet. Maybe there was something. Hang on. Oh yeah, I did sort of want to just put a thank you out for people who responded to a reel I posted recently, sort of about my transformation from being a coke addict to being a, what I am now. I had some really, really kind comments and messages. It was really fucking cool. And it's just things like that that keep me going. Obviously, I have my things outside running that keep me going. But it was just really sweet. Like I said, in my caption, I sort of said, I could relapse at any time. It wouldn't take a lot for me to relapse. And I actually, funnily enough, I spent Friday night with my good friend Daniel Brown. We went to school together, and me and him, we're little naughty lads together. Sold him coke a few times. I think he's quite open about his addiction. But yeah, so me and him were like just chatting about that and just chatting about where we are now. We're both in a much better place than what we were. And it's just really fucking cool because we were saying, like, for a lot of people, especially coke addicts, drink is such a trigger, like drinking alcohol, because it is, as you see memes a lot about, when six beers start to taste like a bag or something. And for some people it is, and fair enough, but for me it's not. I can have a few drinks and not need a bag. It only takes something like, I don't know, I have so many different triggers. Like I'll hear a song that used to be played on like a club, and I'll be like, oh, do you know what, I'd love to just fucking do a bump right now, like rack up a line. Yeah, there's a few songs. I Remember by Deadmau5, that's one. Loneliness by German DJ, recently passed away. Can't remember. But yeah, there's just loads of little triggers like that. Like I said, a song or a smell. Like I used to have a certain aftershave at the time. If I smell something similar, I'm like, it just reminds me of, smelling like that, feeling good on coke, and just being like, fuck, I want that line. So yeah. Will I relapse? Nope. Can I relapse? Absolutely. I'll probably do more of an episode about this, actually. So I'm going to stop talking about it. So yeah, next week, Lewis Ferguson. Week after, we're going to talk about cocaine. And yeah, because I would like to talk about that in a bit more full. Because I've been on podcasts before where I've spoke about it, but I feel like I'm a bit more comfortable doing this sort of podcast than I am with a camera and talking to someone I don't know very well. So yeah, I probably will be a bit more open. And I, as well, I just need to do a bit of research of what I can and can't talk about, because obviously I have committed crimes in the past that I've not been arrested for. I've been arrested. I do have a, well, I did have a criminal record. I'm very open about that. And I'll talk about my criminal record, but not this week. So I'm gonna get back to you on that. It's been 20 minutes. Let's keep it at that, because yeah, I don't want to be mumbling, stuttering, just looking at trees, and it's autumn, the leaves are falling, they're all brown. I'm in a car park, the car next to me is white, it's got a bumblebee on it, which is weird because it's September and it's cold. So yeah, I don't want to, be like that. Anyway, cool, right, bye.